Welcome back to another episode of It's All Bad. I'm Keith.
Hey, I'm Russ and Danny.
And Mike is here in spirit. Mm-hmm. He's on the East Coast with family matters.
Yeah. What up, Mike?
I know this from, if you've listened to this show, you probably think he's in rehab, but he's not. He's doing family stuff. Yeah. What's going on at the Needle Exchange, Danny?
Man, so this is weird, and especially that, like, you know, this episode is about predominantly about jail stories, you know, and I think it's all about jail stories, actually. And I'm a guy that couldn't stay out of fucking getting busted. I could never get busted, right? But I could never stay out of jail, you know, like every 30 days, like, you know, yeah. I would the same cops. And I volunteer at the Needle Exchange for the Community Health Project LA and on Sundays, and they reached out to me asking me to come out and do a Narcan training that they're going to film and air at LA County jails and California correctional facilities.
Yeah. That's great.
Which is insane. Basically showing people how to safely use Narcan. And I believe what's the intent of providing them Narcan, like if it's a drug related arrest, that they're going to get Narcan when they're being released. Which is amazing. That's which amazing. Is fucking so cool.
Do you guys give it out there?
Yeah. Okay. We give it out. Anybody could come and get as much as they need, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just like a rig full of Narcan? Is that what it is?
So there's a few different. So there's nasal Narcan. There was there's one. There's an injectable one, and then there's even a self-talking one where it like tells. It's like, you know, like it'll tell you, like you pull like the little back piece off, and it goes this. When you're ready to inject, place on the outside of the thigh.
No way.
It's insane.
Can you bring one of those?
Yeah, I think I might have one in my trunk. Yeah,
dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good thing to avoid. You know, we don't glorify drugs or. Mm-hmm. Getting fucked up, you know, like because you don't want to end up getting Narcan or dead. Mm-hmm. Or
especially with all the shit, like, man, like it's crazy how over the last 5 years how much it's changed, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's insane.
The fucking deaths are crazy from that fentanyl shit.
Yeah, left and right, like every day, you know. It's insane. I've heard like horror stories of people that, you know, and it's not just like junkies and street people, you know. Like I've heard people that like went and got coke and like, you know, like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
yeah. Like these, some dudes went and got a bag of blow and snorted it. And like one guy, you know, and like one guy was too drunk and fell asleep and woke up and like his two friends were dead, you know?
I heard that story. I can't. Yeah. Remember. Yeah. 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 They're cutting. You know, like 3 years ago, I was in Vancouver working and my assistant, I was asking her, I go, do you guys have a fentanyl thing here? She goes, fuck, they cut the coke with them. Like I'd never heard of that before, but there they can get it really easily. Cause I think the fentanyl comes from China and it's not a big deal to get. They even have fucking ephedrine there.
Really?
Yeah, in Canada. Like, I think their speed, it's not Mexican speed. It's like, it's not the stuff made in Mexico. It's like, I think it's like the
Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, like the traditional shit.
Locally sourced.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. From lab to table. From lab to mirror.
Yeah, we got some stories about county jail, from one from myself about gay jail, which is... Man, I wish I would have found out what gay jail really was like. I'm still kind of bummed that, you know, that I never got to see it with my own two eyes. And then we got one from we got a jail story from Devin, and another great Oregon jail story from the other Danny, from my namesake. And I believe we wrap it up with a few tales of racking.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We gotta tell some more racking stories.
Oh yeah,
you know, there's some good stealing stories.
Yeah, there's. Oh yeah. Am I up? Am I up with the?
Let's hear the county jail story, dude.
Yeah, all right.
Because I've never known about this light blue fucking running. What the fuck?
Devin's like, I can't even talk to you. <I can't. laughs>
Yeah, we're not friends.
Did you ever run? Did you ever run general population, dude?
Wait, I had to move to the other side of the table to tell the story. So
yeah, so Devin doesn't stab you. Yeah.
So I had quite a few trips to the county jail. You know, in the last few months before I like stopped doing drugs. You know, I got busted 7 times in a 3 month fucking period. Like, which is insane. You know,
yeah.
And I couldn't even get busted right. Like, I would come in and fucking, they'd give me whatever, you know. One time I got 180 days and I was like, fuck yeah. Like I get to take a break. Like I'm chilling, you know, and I'm stoked, you know, like, cause I like at that point I already had it down. Like you come in, snatch two burritos, you know, on your way in. That hot burrito is probably the first hot meal I'm eating in fucking months at this point. You know, it's not stolen Ben and Jerry's that I'm like putting down my pants and fucking Haribo gummy bears, you know. And so I grabbed two of those, get a roll of toilet paper as soon as I got into the inmate processing and fucking
pillow,
take a little nap. Yeah, a little pillow, you know. And I got like 180 days once. That's the most time I ever got.
Would you
know,
do 18 days?
Like, oh, fuck yeah. Dude, 18 days. Yeah, 18 after, no, 16 days because I had like time served or something, you know. And
that's
when
what
I was
you do on 180
now? 10% because it's 10%. So crowded, dude.
They're like, yeah, Mr. Ruggi, roll up your shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm
fuck,
like,
that's
oh, I thought they're like putting me on the chain and sending me somewhere, you know. Really, I'm bummed, you know. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, this is whack. I went to like, you know, when you get, especially people on meth, you know, and then I'll get to the story. Like, when you get busted, you know, like when you're out there doing shit, and I didn't have like a permanent address, you know, at the time, you know, to put it in a nice way, you know. Yeah. So I would always have a lot of stuff on me, you know, like the backpack, like, you know, and I'd have like a backpack, a satchel, you know, just like maybe some other random shit, you know. Yeah. So they have everything, all your property that you have on you, they have at when you get released and you go pick it up in a bag and all your money and jewelry and whatever.
Yo-yo.
But then all your other stuff you have they put it in these big clear plastic bags and it goes to the glass house. So you go to the glass house and you got to get it there and it's your excess property. And you only have like a 2-hour window in the morning to go there and you show up and you give them your fucking, you know, your number and then they tell you to wait, you know. And one of the times I showed up and the guy goes, Mr. Harunji? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. He goes, here, and gives me a bag and he's like, hold on. I'm like, hold on for what? And I always think when the motherfucker tells you to hold on, you think it's about, you know, like they're about to come out and be like the curtains exposed and they fucking take you back in, you know? And he's like, no, hold on. I think we got something else for you. And I was like, something else for me? What the fuck? And he comes out with two more bags of excess property, you know, because I had been busted that many. And after 30 days, they get rid of your shit, you know. So that means in 30 days, I got arrested 3 times with like these ginormous bags with fucking all my goods in it, you know.
Yeah.
All my accessories, as I like to call them.
Batteries, film.
And this motherfucker looks at me. He's like, man, he's like, you need to stop. He's like, whatever you're doing, you're not doing it right. He's like, you need to stop getting me.
You know, it's funny, dude. They'll say that. When you leave the county, they're like, oh, we'll see you here again. Like, that happened to me. And they're like, oh, I fucking told you, dude. Yeah. You're here again, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
You're getting out, and motherfuckers are like, hey, see you next week.
Yeah.
And they did, you know.
That's that revolving
door,
man.
And they do,
Release you at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's true. It's really weird that they do that.
It is.
Yeah. Do you guys know why they do that? I don't know.
No,
I've been released like in the middle of the night once, I think around like 12:30 from there. But usually
it's like not even giving you a chance.
No, I mean, you're fucked. I mean? You're fucked.
There's like, everything's closed.
Well, it's so packed. So they have this like crazy thing. It's not like any other county jail. Like it's overpopulated. Yeah, so they're like, they got to get these motherfuckers out of here. And they're coming back anyway.
Yeah. Oh, East L.A. is the best because they release you like, you know, they release you and you're close enough to the train station where you could hop straight on that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, but in downtown Skid Row's like Skid not Rose that right far there, either. Yeah. So it's funny. A lot of times that I've been released from the county, everyone's like already like,
oh, yeah, you're all putting, I got 42 cents. I got a dollar, you know? I got a dirty rig. I hit it in the bushes.
When we were at the Wine Guard, I saw like 4 dudes with them clear.
Around,
like, I guess I'm here now.
And the bracelets, dude.
Tyvek suit.
Yeah.
Feds one.
Dude, so like a few times into getting busted, I have this friend, you know, and we'll get him on here eventually. He's like, he went super Christian now, you know, so he's now like which is rad, you know. And I'm telling him, and like I just got out and he got out like a month or two prior and he goes, dude, like, he's like, dude, did you roll gay? And I'm like, what? You know, like, what the fuck? Like, no, absolutely not. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking to me about? He's like, dog, he's like, you are missing out. I'm like, what are you talking? He's like, dude, they got meth in there. He's like, motherfuckers are doing fashion shows with their fucking daddy blues, you know? Yeah. Fools will be like tapping and shit and they're voguing like down, like doing a fucking
drag show.
You know?
Yeah. No, because I was a trustee. I was a trustee, dude, and like we would deliver food and like,
sure. Yeah.
I got to visit.
Hey, the truth comes out. Hey. So he tells me about all this and I'm like, fuck, man, maybe I have been fucking up, you know, going in there. Like, what the fuck? So I get busted a few weeks later again, you know, and And I'm at the same, and I like, I did most of my dirt in Hollywood. So that's where I get busted. And I would always go to that Hollywood fucking station, you know, and with the bunk beds and whatever. And it's the same dude. There's like this little older Asian cat that does like takes your photo and your fingerprints and whatever, you know, and he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, Mr. Harunje, back again." You know, that's a fucked up, you know, that's a fucked up accent. Not even, you know,
that's not even Asian.
Not even Asian. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's cool though.
Was he a Swedish gem?
Yeah, he was a Swedish gem. Yeah. Yeah, back again, you know. and I'm like, "Oh, dude," I'm like, I got something to tell you, you know. And he's like, "Oh," like, "All right, what you got?" You know, and I was like, "Dude, I'm gay," you know. And he's like, "What?" You know, and I'm like, "Yeah, it's in, like kind of like it's a recent development, you know. Like, it's just I just found out, you know." And he goes, "All right, whatever," and checks off a box, you know. And fucking, I go back to my bunk and whatever. And then they move us over to, you know, next morning they move us over to court. And. And I'm like just waiting for, I'm like, dude, when am I going to get to the fashion show fucking meth part of jail? Like, yeah, I'm just fucking waiting, so excited. And they process me in with the you know, with the regular dudes. And then finally, like right before you get your county blues, they like separate me from everybody. And I was like, "Oh, hell yeah. Here we go.
It's on, dude."
Yeah, it's on, motherfucker. Yeah, let's do this. And they walk, so they walk you up like it's at you know, at CJ, like they walk you up this fucking ramp, you know. I don't remember if it was CJ or Towers or whatever, but they walk you up this long ass ramp past every single motherfucker, you know, and like, and everybody knows what's going down, you know, they know what's happening. And they take you up, and I'm like, "Hell yeah, let's go," you know. And they walk up and they go, "Hold on, real quick, before we let you in to the fucking meth party fucking jail, you know."
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag. Yeah, RuPaul's Drag.
DruPaul's Rag Pod. Fucking Drag Pod, you know. They hit you with this like 20 questions questionnaire thing, you know, where it's like street terminology for like, "Oh, like what's a real, you know, what's like a female hooker as opposed to like a gay hooker," you know, and all these like whatever terms that only apparently street meth gay dudes would fucking know, you know. And I was like, "I've done a lot of meth over the last few years. I got
you
this.
Know that
yeah,
shit.
I got this shit. Yeah, I got this lick." But I did not, you know. I absolutely, so I answer the questions. I'm all stoked. Yeah. And they turn my ass right back around and make me walk right back past all these motherfuckers that just saw me trying to PCF to go right back into fucking GP. Yeah. Dude, I was so bummed.
I can't. We got to get a copy of that questionnaire.
Yeah. But then what's weirder, and I just kind of remembered this too. So then from that point on, I would go to court with the gay homies.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool. I would go to court with them.
It probably was just on your paperwork.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, "Oh, this guy," you know.
One time I even, and what's tight is when you're gay, when they send you to court, you kick it with the chicks. Where like, there's like a period, like right before you go into court, and like, you're kind of like interacting a little. And like, when you'll go and talk to your lawyer, quote unquote, you know.
Public
defender.
Public pretender.
So one time, you know, like, so when you go see your public defender, you would like, it would be you and a chick, you know, and like, you get to like shoot the shit with the chick, which is kind of rad, especially when, you know, you're not seeing any chicks for a while. And I saw this one and she had big ass shoes on, you know, and I looked at her and I was like, "Hey, what size shoe are you?" You know, she's like, "Whatever, 11 and a half in women's." And I was like, "Wait, that's a 10 and a half in men's." I was like, "Yo, let's trade fucking shoes." So I had the white fucking shoes when I was in county jail. Yeah. And motherfuckers were tripping. They were like, "What the fuck?" You
Wait,
know?
White, like, what shoes? Like
the
heels?
White, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have white county ninja shoes.
Yeah. That's what the girls get. Yeah.
The women get those.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I come back after court, I'll fucking style it.
Dude. Dude, that's a fucking shame how much value something like that has in the county.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, people love all that stuff.
I know. Brand, everybody wants like the brand new crisp county
dudes. When we would be processed out, they'd like tie them to their fucking legs with like the plastic, like they would literally tie it to their leg and walk out the door with it.
Really?
And yeah, because that shit's expensive
on eBay. Dude, on eBay that shit sells. Yeah,
hell yeah.
Oh, like, I didn't
the county know. Crispy blues for sure, dude.
Yeah, any of them really.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. You got a county jail story for us,
David? I do, actually.
All right.
This one's kind of, it's quick. So when I used to run around in Skid Row, that was like the party zone, you know what I mean? Everyone there.
The party zone.
Yeah, everyone's fucking high.
The darkest rave
you've ever been to. everyone is having a fucking blast down there, you know what I mean? Because that's just, and it's still going on right now. So down, I was down there in like 2009. It was 2009. 2009 was popping for me, guys. So basically, I just got out of the hospital from an overdose, which is crazy. Like, I almost died.
Yeah.
Got hit with Narcan, but I was like, I got to get out of here. I fucking took everything out. These fucking people saved my life. And I left. This is at County USC, and got on a bus to downtown, and Spain's like $40, you know, somehow. And then in like a 4-hour period, which is pretty good. It's pretty just quick.
Panhandling.
Panhandling, you know, I got to get, because I was sick, you know, they hit me with Narcan. I'm like, Narcan blocks the receptor. So like you're sick, you know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. So I got $40, and mind you, I'm wearing a Misfit Skull shirt with a fucking patient gown, like, around my... Everyone just felt bad for me. Like, here's $5, dude. Money. Like, yeah, and I had this crazy story. Like, I just got in a car accident. Like, whatever. So I got $40. Yeah. Bucks, and I get down to San Pedro in 6th, and I'm, like, cruising around with $40. That's enough to get 4 balloons at the time, you know? And
yeah,
like,
party city.
Hey, I hit the block, dude. I hit the block. And I'm like, oh, there's the dude. Like, I had this dude that I used to go, this black dude on the corner, and he was sitting there, and he saw me, and I was like, all right, cool. And I walk up to him, hands the balloons in my hand, right? And, dude, his face just went, lit up. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I knew. I was like, dude, their fucking cops are right behind me, because it's like a corner. Like, it's very close, you know? I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I clinched him, and I was just like, fuck, I didn't know what to do, you know? So I kind of like turn around. Sure enough, dude, the guy's getting out of the car, like coming up to me, and I was like, fuck it, dude, I'm gonna throw him down my mouth, you know what I mean? I was like, threw him in my mouth real quick. That dude, I had long hair at the time, and he just grabbed my fucking hair and just like threw me forward. He's like, get it out of your mouth, like spit him out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I got nothing in my mouth, like mumbling shit, and like I'm trying to swallow them. But dude, they know, dude, because that's, they're in balloons, like they,
yeah, oh, they know, yeah,
they'll grab you, yeah, oh, dude, they'll
grab you by,
like,
the throat, yeah, they'll grab you by the throat, bro. So you can't swallow and just hold you.
Hey, dude, so what's funny is like all oh no, so three of them I swallowed, but one of them fucking popped out on the ground. He's like, what's that? I'm like, bro, fuck you, dude. Like, I have nothing to say to you, dude. Yeah. And like, they took me to fucking the Parker Center Glass House, whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck. And then by the time I got there, because you have a small window to like get them back up, you know, like you have to like really dig deep down in your throat, throw them up, you know. And like, I think it's like 20 minutes. I could be wrong. I don't know. Like, that's what junkies have told me. I doubt like that's
the
even
window,
a thing.
Yeah,
right?
The
like
window,
a window
of opportunity.
Period,
yeah.
So I was like, I gotta get them up. Like, because I'm going to jail. Like, I need them. You know, dude. They did not come up. So the whole time I'm in there, I'm like, dude, I got balloons in my stomach. You know, like, when the fuck? How? And my dumb ass is like, kind of like, once I told one person, dude, they're like, hey, everybody, this dude has balloons in his fucking stomach, right? Hey, everybody started giving me milk, apples, fucking bananas and shit. Like, we're going to get it out of this guy's stomach. Like, this guy's got like 100 balloons. Everyone thought I had like more than fucking, it was three, dude. I mean, like, dude, by the time I got to the county, 3 days have gone by. And like, yeah, mind you, I'm taking like, anytime I had a chance to get milk and shit, like, just to like get that shit out. And what's funny is like, they put me in a fucking small little dorm with 14 people. It was a transfer dorm, you know? And like, I'm the only white dude in there. Everyone else is black. And like, none of them are on, you know, none of them are heroin addicts, but they're like, dude, like somehow that shit traveled. Like, hey, this guy's, you know, he's got dope. Because then they see me like I'm on the fucking shitter, like checking my shit. And they're like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you know, you're like
testing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. You know, like I'm just looking at my shit. No big deal. You know, like, and, dude, I'll never forget.
You guys
forget.
Got any probiotics?
Yeah. So one fucking morning, dude, finally,
I'm just
dude.
Checking out my shit.
Yeah. And I had sandwich bags, dude, that I would like shift through it. Cause I didn't know. I've never shot fucking balloons before. Yeah. So I thought you like really had to dig deep, you know, but there was this one fucking morning and I would have the sandwich bags like as gloves, you know, because I didn't fucking have, you know, just trying to be clean.
like panning for gold.
Hey, what? So one morning, dude, I took a turd. It was nice. And dude, they were all sticking out of my shit. You know what I mean? Like, and they were all like, by when I swallowed them, there was like a yellow one, a fucking green one. I remember like, By the time they came out in my poop, they're like all completely white, dude. And like,
are you serious?
I swear to God, dude.
Stomach acid.
But what's crazy is like, I got them out, and everyone's like, "Give me fucking dub! Like, I need some of that." You know, like, yeah, that was.
Did you do it? Did you do
it? Fuck yeah, I did it. I smeared it on a spoon, fucking put water on it, snorted it, and I got pretty lit, dude.
Really?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I got a quick one. You know, I see Danny itching. He's got a good one here.
Oh, you know, I do have a. It's not in L.A. It's in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So like, I was for a while. You know, I was kind of like a. You know, like I didn't think I was homeless if I was like a fucking drifter. You know, so like I leave L.A. and I move to Portland with a buddy of mine, and completely fail out there, you know. And so I had some other friends that lived in Eugene, Oregon. So I was like, oh, you know what, I'll catch a ride down to Eugene, Oregon. So I got a ride from some people I knew that were driving down there. So I ended up staying at this place. It was fucking crazy, like crust punk house that was. But the cool thing about the house was it shared an alley with this adult bookstore.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
So like the adult bookstore, those are my people. You know, somebody's got some speed there.
Hey, it's the circus of books.
Totally. I think it was called like the fun house or something fucked up. And so I stay there for like I'm there for about like maybe like 3 or 4 days. And I score some speed off some fucking dude out in the back there, like pacing around, like talking to himself or whatever. So I start smoking it, and then I start running out, and I need to get some more money, but I'm completely broke. So I'm like walking around Eugene, and I run into my friend, and she's like, oh, like, what are you doing? I was like, man, I need to go get some money. You know, she's like, well, I can tell you the places that you shouldn't like rack from.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't steal from this place here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I'm an idiot, or, you know, like, I'm a tweaker. So instantly that place is the place where I'm going fucking
racking. I'll show you.
Mentality. These fucking small town hicks. I'm from LA, you know? And so I go to this place, and it's like, it looks like a fucking general store, you know? And she told me, she goes, everyone gets caught there, you know? There is a wall of Polaroids of everybody that gets caught.
No way.
There. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So I was like, all right, whatever, fuck it. I'm gonna show them, you know? So I'm walking around this store. And mind you, like, I'm like a bum, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm wearing some dirty ass jeans that are like cut into like shants. It's summertime, you know? I didn't own a shirt with a sleeve. I only actually really had probably
What are shants, just for the listeners?
They're like you know, cut short.
Like Johnny Knoxville's pants.
Yeah, 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 like that. Like, shants. So you can see my ankles
short
pants. And shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Short
shants.
Pants.
Yeah, shants.
All right.
Or, yeah, yeah, shants. But in this case, they were jorts. Jean shorts. Oh, and I had my belt was, an extension cord.
No.
Yeah, because my belt broke like when I got to Portland, so I had to use an extension cord, and I just never like stole another belt. So like I'm there, and I have this like kind of like canvas like man purse,
yeah,
kind of thing,
dude. Which are the best for stealing?
Oh, the best,
the best, you
so
know?
like my whole thing was I could go and steal books, because you can get some money for books. And so I'm in this place, and it's kind of like a general store. They have like you know, toiletries, and then they have like a gift section, and then like they have like coffee table books. So I go like instantly like into the like, I'm like stealing like toothbrushes and like toothpaste, and like I find the books, and I'm like, oh shit, I can get these books. So I put these books inside the satchel. And I'm like thinking I'm all slick and like, I have a little skip to my walk, you know what I mean? I have like a giant fucking Jewish afro, like with like a beard. Like I was just like, who's this hobo, you know? And so like
a piece of electrical equipment holding up your
back. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like all chubby and weird looking. And so like I'm walking out, and then all of a sudden I hear a guy go, hey. And instantly, when you hear a person say, hey, and you've been stealing, you run.
Yeah.
So like I'm running and I think I'm running for my life. Like, I think I'm going pretty fucking fast. It turns out this guy's behind me and he straight up looks like Prefontaine, like just like a track star, like blonde haired, blue eyed track star. Wow. And as I'm running for my life, sweating, like he's like, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you. And he leaps and tackles me.
No way.
Yeah. And then like kind of like I threw the bag, like thinking that that's gonna like deter him. No. He tackles me. Like my pants are like kind of down around my ass. You know, you see this like side view of like the belly and the thigh, like completely inappropriate.
And the extension cord.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to keep reminding you that the most terrifying thing of this whole thing is that extension
cord. Yeah. It's all yellow.
Was it?
It's held up by an extension cord. I would not ever fuck with that man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's brave.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, that motherfucker will stab you in the eye.
Yeah. You know? But little do they know that I'm just a fucking coward. Tweaker coward.
Tweaker. MacGyver.
Yeah. So, the dude catches me and he's like, dude, if you needed like toothbrush and I would have just given it to you. He's like, you know, we catch everybody here.
No way.
And I was like, no. And so he like leads me upstairs and then he takes the Polaroid.
No.
And then like tacks it. Like once you're going up the stairs, like in like, you know, they have like a break room and shit. Along the stairwell is literally from like the whole wall is covered with Polaroids of like hobos, you know, like that think that they're gonna get over on this place, but they are like the Fort Knox of like Cracker Barrel gifts, you know what I mean? Like they got it locked down. So the cops come and then take me to Lane County Jail in Oregon, which I don't know, like if you guys have ever been to a small town jail. Like some weird like Huckleberry shit, you know? Like, so like, you know, they initially put you in this room where, you know, they strip you down naked and stuff. And I'm in there with some like old man, like some, yeah, it was super hot. I'm in there with like some like old man who literally I look over at him and he looks like, if I go along this path, it's like the future, you know? He's just like some like leather catcher's mitt old man, you know? And he looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry. And I was like, huh? And he just shits all over the place.
No.
Yeah, just completely like just splat. It looked like a crime scene in there. It was like so gnarly. And then the guards come in. They're like, God damn it, Mike. Like they knew that dude, you know? Like, his name wasn't Mike, but whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, God damn it. And then they lead him away like naked through the whole thing. And then they put me in this area that's called the fishbowl. So you're in the fishbowl like until you go get like housed in a dorm or a cell, you know. So I'm in there with like all these fucking people. There's a guy who's like across, like we're all sitting on the benches, you know. And I, by the time they processed me in, it was like probably about 11 p.m. at night, and I had missed the meal. Like they give you the bologna sandwich and the fucking apple in the bag or whatever. And it was cool. These like weird like paisas.
Yeah.
Gave me their bologna sandwich. They're like, here, we didn't eat it. You can have it. So,
oh, rad.
Yeah. They were cool. So I was like talking to them. I was like, I was like, what'd you guys fucking do? They're like, oh no, we got caught with like 10 pounds of speed.
No.
And like 4 guns.
No way.
And I hear some dude go, oh, you're going to go underneath the jail. I was like, but they were really cool. They were like super nice. I was talking to them. And then this like weird like Puerto Rican guy was talking to me and he told me, he goes, yeah, man. I was like, we got into what he was in there for. He's like, yeah, I was like in a fight with my wife and I hit her with the cattle prod. Fuck. And I was like, with like the electric thing. And he's like, yeah, man, she wouldn't shut up. Like all this stuff. And I was like, oh man. And then
I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah. I was like, oh fuck, dude. Like all these people are like hardcore criminals. And they're like, what did you do? I was like, well, long story short is I got chased down and and fucking almost raped by this really big, good looking guy for stealing some books. And then so like I went in there and then I went and then like those like weird dudes, they got like they went somewhere else. I don't know where they went, but I'm sitting in there and by this time, like almost everybody has left the fishbowl and it's just me and these like two kids that were kind of about my age. They're like in their 20s. I turned to them. I go, what's going on, guys? And they're like, yeah, well, we're just waiting to get into our own pod. And I said, well, what's your own pod? They're like, we juggalos, man. And I was like, what? I was like, you're what? Because I had never heard of that shit before.
Yeah.
And they're like, we juggalos. And he turns to his buddy and his buddy goes, woot woot. they're like, yeah, we're classified as our own gang, you know? And then they look at me, they're like, you down? And I was like, kind of down. I was like, strength in numbers. And they're like, Mr. Metz. And I was like, yep. They're like, well, they had this thing called the Matrix where they call a number. And then so like, cause there's overcrowding in there, like you can get released. So like, Mr. Metz, you hit the Matrix. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And they released me.
Dude, that's so good.
Dude.
I got a quick shitting, I guess, county jail story, you know?
Can I do just one quick question before I forget it?
Get it. Yeah,
just really
it.
Quick. I just, what when you, when Anton talked about the book thing,
uh-huh.
Right? And you talked about going to the books,
yeah.
Getting the books. Why does these bad decisions, at least they keep seeming to take us back to literature.
Yes,
there
true.
Is some sort of quality. Like, how is it that it starts in the? It just struck me.
You ever
how
does books?
It start like
I did
that?
Steal books.
I never yeah. stole books. Yeah. Maybe
it's
I was
amazing.
Too dumb.
Because
I don't know.
Well, there's places that you can take them to that will buy them. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, it's like a
yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Fuck. Hey,
fuck.
Hey,
so, yeah, used books.
If anything comes, the message out there to the kids that are listening, right. read, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, steal books and read them. Right.
Or at least know what books read yeah, enough yeah, that you know yeah. what books are good and valuable.
The coffee table books.
That
those,
coffee
the,
table.
Those are the ones that
no,
people want.
No, when you were saying that, I was like, of course, you're like yeah. stealing some Halston books.
Yeah.
How
got
dare
some
they
fucking,
arrest
like,
you?
Kathy Ireland's home books and stuff.
Yeah, you know, but
like,
the worst
yeah,
thing about coffee
stuff.
Coffee table books is that
they're
fucking
heavy.
Heavy,
as
they're
fuck.
Heavy, yeah, fuck.
Anyway, I was amazed by that, and I'm yeah. sorry. I had to just, I just had to. Anyway, there you go. You learn something new every day.
I feel dumb because I never stole any fucking books now. That's whack.
Yeah. I used Damn. To steal Rogan, razor blades, like for
I was,
three
my shit was like, circuit breakers because them motherfuckers are expensive.
Yeah.
And you could fit a bunch of them in one of them little satchels.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And, but I would always, my Did hustle you, was like store credit shit.
What
you know?
About copper, dude? The copper and like.
Too heavy.
Air
I would get LED stripping things because yeah. they were like $80 for these little yeah. tiny strips. You know, you get 10 of them, bring them back. But my hustle was so whack towards the end of it. And I was so hurt that I would like. You know, usually you would steal from one store and yeah. then return it to another. I just didn't give a fuck. I would steal from a spot, go right into the returns without leaving yeah, the store. Dude. And one time they jammed me up and they were like, what do you think you're doing? I was like, I didn't even leave the store. They're like, but you're trying to return it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, hey, I'm green. I brought my own bag, motherfucker. And I took all the shit out, put it down and just left, walked out. Cause I didn't leave the property.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah
and
yeah,
once
yeah.
you steal enough and get caught, for
you know,
enough,
the,
you
know
the rules.
The
yeah, yeah. You know more rules than these motherfuckers yeah. know by the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I guess I got a quick one that
Back
I'll tell.
Back to that poop.
I'm a terrible yeah. criminal though.
Me too, dude. I'm the yeah. worst. Yeah. yeah. I can't even get busted. Right. You know, yeah. that's the fucked up yeah. part.
I just realized that I had a job at the bookstore at the Beverly Connection. Probably when I was exhibiting my worst
oh,
behavior
yeah,
of
yeah.
all time. Like, you know, this
on
was,
that first floor right
I,
there.
Yeah,
right?
that first yeah. floor. And I used to work the night shift and it was late. And I had access to a lot of books. And also it seemed like a fair amount of methamphetamine. And but I never turned a book racket.
Mm.
And I was broke as I was absolutely broke. I feel so
It's odd. It's a strange feeling to feel so stupid for not having taken
that's how I
the
feel.
Opportunity
I'm right
at the
there
time.
With you.
Like,
I'm
because
right there
I was
with
in
you.
The back with other people, and they were lunatics. Like, who do you think works the night shift at Bookstar? Like, because people are a fucking threat. Like, you think they're going to stand
few.
Up? A very select few. And it's called Bummer City.
Yeah.
And I could have been
night
just,
shift at Bookstar.
No, I could have been. It was. Anyway. All right. Please talk about poop.
I had some good times at that Beverly Connection. Growing up, I got Mila Kunis's number there when I was like 15.
She used to go to Rosewood.
Yeah, I never called her. I was too scared. Yeah, but I got her number because we were both. Because we were both. Yeah.
Every time,
I think at that point she'd already done that.
Every time something comes out about you that is like, oh.
Well,
like
she's
some
Ukrainian.
American gigolo level Richard Gere shit. You're like, I got Mila.
She's Ukrainian. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think she was on That 70s Show at that
time.
She
grew up in that neighborhood, though.
She went to Laurel, I think, too.
She also went to Rosewood Elementary with some friends of mine,
Or maybe Bancroft, She went to some school I went to, like, right before
We're
I did.
We're all blowing her up.
Yeah. It was
get
good.
Get that,
yearbook. Mila. Yeah.
Mila, if you're out there. Yeah. This poop story is for you.
Just for you. Yeah. So, man. All right. So I would, you know, once again, I was like a pretty well-known transient in the Hollywood area, in the greater Hollywood area. And then we would just bounce around, you know, and I'd like find like a cool like building that, you know, so I'd find like a cool spot where I could hang out if I didn't have enough money for a Momo. I think at this point I didn't even have enough money. I was like banned from every motel in the Hollywood, you know, probably like the almost the greater Los Angeles area. Like I had to go deep and be with somebody that wasn't banned from there and have them get the room with their ID and like sneak in the back. And if I was seen by the fucking any of the custodians or anybody at the fucking motel, then my homie would be banned. Like that's how bad it was, you know? So I would just kind of like find a couch to crash on. Or we would go and find like vacant units, you know? And there was this building in Hollywood on Cosmo in Hollywood called the Cosmo Loft, you know? Yeah. Kind of nice, but like kind of trashy, you know? It's like trashy nice. It was like one of the first weird like condos to pop up
in
Hollywood.
I remember it's right by like Yucca or whatever.
It's right above Urban Outfitters, right?
No.
This is
that
like
Urban Outfitters.
The,
I'm
like
still
Whitley, near Whitley in Hollywood.
Yeah, that Urban Outfitters, I still can't step foot into. Oh, yeah. They fucking hate me. You know, fuck. I got a good funny one about that. I'll tell that one. You know, real quick.
Wait, are you talking about the Urban Outfitters that's on Hollywood?
Yeah, the one on
going out like trying to do gallery. Yeah,
Are
you serious?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm never allowed into there. Like over the last few years, I've gone to events at that thing now, you know, and I think I've gone to like Umami Burger, but before security knew me, like on like they would see me coming and be like, oh hell no, you better turn, you know, get off this block, motherfucker. You know, all because of this Urban Outfitter. So it opened and I was like, oh hell yeah, I got another racking spot. And we had all these weird like tools, you know, like I had like the key that would like get the
unlock
tags
the
off
magnetic
of the, the magnetic things, you know. And then there they used the I'm gonna blow it up because they might still use it. Whatever, you know. So there they would use the little UFOs, like where it's like the discs, you know. And with those, you would go to Home Depot and you would steal these Earth magnets, and you would do like three on one side and four on the other, and you would hold it onto it, and the thing would come off. So my whole hustle, but like when you go to grab shit.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but when you go to grab shit, like you go in, you got to do it in the dressing room. You know, you can't just be like out in the middle of Urban Outfitters. So you would bring in a set amount of items, and I wasn't even racking there to like try to like flip it or nothing. I just wanted to look fly, you know. And to my best thinking at this point, I'm gonna go to Urban in Hollywood, you know,
and
switch it up maybe so I wouldn't get busted wearing the same outfit I wore like last time I got busted. So I would walk in and I'd get like six pieces of clothing, and I would take the tags off and I would put it on my old clothing and then return those to the person. Yeah. So, you know, and they would count it, you know, and be like, all right, whatever. I probably stole the last shit from Urban too. It just smelled like fucking cheeseburger balls, you know, after me wearing it for 2 weeks. So I came in there once and it was like summertime, so it was super hot, you know. And they had these like new Stussy shorts that just came out, and I was like,
Jesus Christ, those
are fly! Like I need to get those, but I didn't have anything. Like, you know, I had like a T-shirt, shorts, boxers, like, you know. And I'm like, and I take them, but I'm like, I need these shorts, you know. So my best thinking was, I'm gonna take my boxers off. I'm gonna put the tag on the boxers, you know, the price tag and the thing. I'm gonna put the shorts on under my other shorts and walk out, you know. Did it, whatever, walked out, you know. So the next day I'm wearing these Stussy shorts and I'm like, yo, I'm going to go rack some more shit from fucking Urban Outfitters. But I walk in and the manager just looks at me and they know, like, I'd never gotten caught there, you know, yeah. But they knew what was up, you know. This motherfucker is like, hey, where'd you get those shorts? You know? And I'm like, I don't know. I got them in another, like, I don't know. Fucking where'd you get your shorts, motherfucker? You know? But he's like, we just got those yesterday and we haven't sold any pairs yet. You know?
No
and
way.
I literally left my dirty underwear like on the fucking shelf where I picked those up from, you know, like get the fuck out. You know? I was like, all right, cool. So I left, you know, but right around the corner from that Urban Outfitters, Cosmo Lofts, you know, so yeah. It goes up and like, I think somebody was like, oh, I know a vacant unit in there. So we stayed there for a few days until the manager showed up and he was like, get the fuck out, you know? And as he's kicking us out, he like, everybody runs out and I'm kind of like staying back. He's like, whatever, what's this fucking fool going to do? Yeah. And he looks at me and he goes, hey man, you got any meth? You know? And I was like, oh, you bet your ass I got some meth, you know? Word, it's on, you know? I'm about to have my own unit here, you know, the rate this is going. So he like invites us over to his house and we're hanging out and he's like, you guys ever been upstairs? And like, there's cabanas on the roof, you know, it's all nice. So we go up there and it's like me, this kid, Sean Spencer, and my ex-fiance, Sasha, you know, and we're all doing meth. And at some point he just kind of like disappears, you know, and
The manager.
Yeah. You know, he got a bunch of like, we were just like fucking packing bowl after bowl after bowl. And I'm like fucking doing shots at like goofballs, you know, like meth, which is meth and heroin mixed up. And I had, and I was making
super
edibles.
Good combination.
Yeah, it's a great combo. Yeah. The best. And I was making for at the time I had a, you know, back to the weed stuff. I had an edible company for a long time. So I had all this trim from to make like edibles, you know, maybe
did
like
you
10
like
pounds.
The edible, were you an edible man?
I was for a very short amount of time until I realized how much money you could make off of them. We made like 10,000%.
The money's in selling it, not eating it.
Which is great. But my first year I would just be like, I gained like 80 pounds in straight cannabis butter weight, you know. I was like the oiliest 18-year-old you ever met, you know. That was gross. But so I had all this weed trim with me, you know, and come morning time and I get into a big fight with Sasha, you know, and I'm like, you fucking bitch, I know you were fucking that manager, you know. It was always something, you know, always some drama that comes along with when you're doing those drugs, especially, you know. She's like, I hate you, I'm fucking leaving, you know, whatever. Like, and she takes off and I go and I'm like, I'm going to get 3 shots ready and I'm going to go to sleep, you know? And I did one and I pass out and I come to and like the sun's hitting me. I probably sunburnt at this point, you know, cause I slept up there and there was like a little public bathroom up there. So I go and I just re-upped the night before. So I had like a bunch of dope on me. I had a bunch, like an overwhelming amount of fucking weed trim to make this fucking crap, you know? And I go into the bathroom and I do a shot and I'm like, man, I should probably do the second one right now too. Like, fuck it, you know? And I do. And right as I go to like do the second one, I hear on the door and I'm like, ah, fucking manager, you know? And they're like, come on out, whatever. You know, I was like, ah, great. You know, here we go. So I get the other shot in. Cause I'm like, fuck, I know. I already know what's going down. You know, like I know I'm getting busted and I open the door. Bam, LAPD, you know, Hollywood Division, the same motherfuckers that, like, you know, they know me. They know me well. Yeah. So that fucking cocksucker manager that we got high the night before called the fucking cops on me in the morning to get me out of there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's like, I don't want this riffraff fucking upstairs. You know?
Yeah, I got your shit. Yeah, now get the fuck out.
So they come and they search me, you know, and they found, what did they find? So they find all the weed stuff, you know, and then they find like a bunch of, and then they find like some meth, you know, or they have found like a good amount of meth and I had a scale and bags on me and they're like fucking, you know, intent to fucking sell and this whole thing, you know, and I was like, fuck. And then I have like this 10 pounds of fucking dry weed on me, which isn't really weed, but it's still to them is classified as fucking weed.
Right.
So I get busted, you know, and they take me to, and I think it was like I would always get busted on like the long weekend fucking holidays, you know, I busted like on a Thursday, you know, so by the time you get processed in, you ain't going nowhere there to like, you know, so they would keep me. And at some point I had the bright idea, like before telling him I was gay, I told him that I was on a bunch of psych meds. So they would just keep me on like a psych hold at fucking Parker Center for 72 hours, you know, and which is fresh because you get hot meals there and you have your own fucking, like you have your own cell. And if you were lucky, you could get like a little corner where you could see the TV from it, you know, like, it
really?
Was, yeah, it was nice. Like they would bring you water whenever you needed it. Like it was nice compared, you know, to other jail facilities, you know? And, And as the cops are searching me, they're like, you know, and I'm like, fuck, man, they're going to find my dope. You know, I just did the two shots. So I didn't have like, I told them, I was like, hey, I got dirty needles. They're right here. You know, whatever. Like, don't poke yourself. I didn't want to be that big of an asshole. And they're searching me and they're like, what the fuck? You know, and they find the meth, they find that. And they're like, what the fuck is this on your shirt? You know? And I was like, what? They're like, ew, is that chocolate or doo-doo? And I realized that when I was making the shot of dope the night before, I probably fucking passed out and the fucking dope got stuck to the inside of my shirt, you know? And as I was sleeping all sweaty in the sun, it kind of just melted into like my white tee, you know? So like, is this chocolate or doo-doo? And I was like, I don't know, motherfucker. It might be a little bit of both. I party hard, you know? So they take me to Parker Center, throw me in there, you know? And the entire time I have this like 3 grams of meth stuck to my fucking shirt. Heroin. And I'm just getting heroin. Yeah, heroin. And I'm just like, I would just dip my shirt into like the little cup of water, you know, and make the, what's this shit called? Monkey water, you know? And I would just be snorting like the heroin water, you know? So I was well the entire time I was in there. Like, it was probably the greatest time I ever got busted, you know? And I go to see I get the public defender on Tuesday, you know, like fucking 6 days later.
And the guys wear the same gear the whole time.
Same gear, you know? And finally they're like,
you got some nice shorts.
Are those Stussy, you know? So, you know, spring, summer 2014 or whatever. <yeah. laughs> And the public defender is like, you're getting charged with intent to sell, you know, possession with intent to sell. And I was like, fuck, you know, shit just got real. And he's like, how much fucking dope did you have on me? And I think I had like a half ounce of meth, you know, and all the dope was fucking, they didn't find the dope though. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I had the scale and I had bags and he was like, how much money did you have on you? I was like, dude, I don't know. And I literally just re-upped like at the night before. I didn't sell anything to anybody. So they can't charge you with an intent to sell case if you don't have any fucking money. I had like 42 cents to my fucking name because I put everything into the dope. Yeah. I think I gave like Sasha's $3. The other $3 I had to like fucking take a bus, you know, to get a day pass, which I think it was at the time. Fuck out of here. Here's $3.
Get yourself kick a rocks, day pass. You know? Go anywhere you want in the city for 24 hours, babe.
I don't got an Uber, but he has a day pass, you know. Why don't you go fuck that motherfucker again? And so it ended up being a DA reject because they didn't charge me for possession. They charged me for possession with intent to sell.
Yeah.
But there was no money to fucking back it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, I had the dumbest luck of any fucking criminal ever. Like the dumbest fucking luck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty stupid too. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of It's All Bad. Follow us on Instagram at It Is All Bad and like and subscribe. If you feel so inclined to give us a rating or write a review, that would be rad.
Just give us a fucking rating.
Yeah.
5 stars.
5 stars.
Thanks. See you guys next time. Keep coming back.